Today, the U.S. and European Union imposed the toughest sanctions since the Cold War on Russia and Crimea, including travel bans and a freeze on the assets of people involved in the push for Crimea's secession. And President Obama threatened to impose even more sanctions. So what is going on in Crimea? Helena Bedwell of Bloomberg News is there. She joins us by Skype. Helena, what is the feeling on the ground?
Right after the exit polls were announced last night at 8 p.m. sharp, celebrations began all over Crimea. I was in the city of Simferopol, and I went outside to attend this rally where the people were dancing, singing, waving flags of the Russian Federation, Soviet Union, believe it or not. So to be honest with you, it was not really a big surprise for the people. Mm-hmm. It was just a matter of time that they would actually be preparing to join, as they say, to going back home, not to join Russia, which is very, very important.
Well, what about the Tatars and other minority populations who've been very fearful of this?
Yes, definitely. Some say that that does not matter, and they even can be living well right under the Russian Federation influence. But there's a Majlis, they own the authority, which is completely opposes this and calls it direct annexation. And they're actually quite afraid that they might be deported, and history, it's like a history repeating for them.
Well, but what happens now? Vladimir Putin is going to be addressing a joint session of parliament tomorrow. We had heard in the run-up to the vote there were two options, one to become independent, self-governing, more distant from Ukraine than the autonomy that they have now, the other to join Russia. Obviously, they're doing both. They're becoming independent and asking to join Russia. But we'd heard that Russia may not want to annex. It might be enough to destabilize the region, in Putin's mind, if Crimea just becomes independent. So are they worried about whether or not they will officially join Russia?
No, I mean, no, not really. I have spoken to both of the government leaderships here, vice premier as well as the prime minister of Crimea. I mean, today I met the vice premier and he said the same thing. This option does not exist. We are definitely going under the Russian Federation. Mm-hmm. They even have dates set, like from the 30th of March, they're going to be the Moscow time. They'll be working on the Moscow time. And from April, they're going to be using rubles. So they're very confident about this all.
And how much do they need the rubles, for instance? We were hearing that in the run-up to the vote, there were runs on the banks. There wasn't enough cash to go around.
Yes, I witnessed this, actually, because I've been going around the streets and I saw these huge queues, the ATM machines and the banks. And when I asked them, mostly people were worried about social welfare, like pensions and salaries not paid in. And I've heard that the banks, you know, don't have enough cash, that obviously it's going to take some time. Vice Premier Rustav Temirgaliev told me that it won't be a painful process. Within 1 month, actually, he was very confident to say that they will definitely manage to move on to the ruble system and pay the salaries, to pay the pensions. So, I mean, obviously, some plan is out there.
What about the Ukrainians, especially Ukrainian officials who are in Crimea? We hear about troops that are essentially trapped in places, and police and other officials. Are they starting to make an exit? What's going on there?
Well, I visited several Ukrainian military bases a few days ago, and I spoke to the commander, Yuli Mamchur. They're still inside, and of course, they are not planning to leave until probably they will have some orders from above. The best thing they can do, as Mamchur said, they must not answer the provocation. They must stay calm, and as much as it takes from them, and they're still blocking themselves inside the military headquarters.
So we're hearing more today about sanctions, including against those who were leading the secession movement in Crimea. Yeah. Are people concerned about that?
No. Actually, I personally asked the Prime Minister Aksyonov this question. I said, are you not afraid of there will be a lot of sanctions on Russia, the biggest partner that you are relying on? But they are very confident that they do have 100% the backup. They are confident about the energy, the power which might be cut off here, or the water supply, because it's quite a sort of like it's a landlocked area where all the communications come from Ukraine. But they're very confident that those sanctions, actually, which will be imposed, and maybe more sanctions will come, they won't affect this area, and they will successfully integrate with Russia pretty soon, within a few months, they say.
And depend on Russia for their all those utilities you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
Helena Bedwell in Crimea for Bloomberg News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.